First Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The descendants of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The descendants of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarmah. The descendants of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The descendants of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The descendants of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabtica. The descendants of Rama: Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He was the first to be a mighty one on the earth. Egypt became the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Kasluhim, and Kaphtorim, from whom the Philistines come. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgasites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The descendants of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and the name of his brother Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almadad, Shelef, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the descendants of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies: the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth and Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Nephish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine: she bore Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanuch, Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Ziphai, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shama, and Misa. The sons of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibion, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Horai and Homam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal: Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephai, and Onam. The sons of Zibion: Aya and Anna. The sons of Anna: Dishon. The sons of Dishon: Hamram, Eshban, Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zeevan, and Jeachan. The sons of Dishon: Uz and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor, whose city was called Dinhaba. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah of Bozrah, succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him. And the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla and Masrekah succeeded him. When Samla died, Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates succeeded him. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. The name of his city was Pai, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezahab, and Hadad died. The clans of Edom were: clans Timnah, Aliah, Jetheth, Aholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the clans of Edom. First Chronicles chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah, Er, Onan, and Shelah. These three the Canaanite woman Bathshua bore him. Now Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death. His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez, Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kalkol, and Dara, five in all. The sons of Carmi, Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the matter of the devoted thing, and Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron, who were born to him, Jeramiel, Ram, and Chelubai. Ram became the father of Aminadab, and Aminadab became the father of Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon became the father of Salma, Salma of Boaz, Boaz of Obed, Obed of Jesse. Jesse became the father of Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimeah the third, Nathanael the fourth, Redai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh, and their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail bore Amasa. The father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur became the father of Uri, and Uri became the father of Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub became the father of Jair, who had 23 towns in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kenath, and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, wife of Hezron, bore him Ashur, father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, Ram, his firstborn, Bunah, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel also had another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, Meaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam, Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai, Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab, Seled and Apaim, and Seled died childless. The son of Apaim, Ishai. The son of Ishai, Sheshan. The son of Sheshan, Alai. The sons of Jada, Shemai's brother, Jether and Jonathan, and Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Now Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. But Sheshan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jarha. So Sheshan gave his daughter in marriage to his slave Jarha. And she bore him Attai. Attai became the father of Nathan, and Nathan of Zabad. Zabad became the father of Ephlal, and Ephlal of Obed. Obed became the father of Jehu, and Jehu of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Helez, and Helez of Eleasa. Eleasa became the father of Sismai, and Sismai of Shalom. Shalom became the father of Jechemiah, and Jechemiah of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, brother of Jeremiel, Misha, his firstborn, who was father of Ziph. The sons of Marisha, father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tapua, Rikim, and Shema. Shema became father of Raham, father of Jorkiam, and Rikim became the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai, Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Ephah also, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez, and Haran became the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Rigim, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaf. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Shaaf, father of Madmanah, Sheva, father of Machbenah, and father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, father of Bethlehem, and Hareth, father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, father of Kiriath-Jearim, had other sons, Haroeh, half of the Menuhoth, and the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorahites and the Eshtolites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites. The families also of the scribes that lived at Jabesh, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, father of the house of Rechab. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These are the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelite. The second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, son of Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, by Abital. The sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, four by Bathshua, daughter of Amiel. Then Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Elida, and Eliphelet, nine. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The descendants of Solomon, Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah, Johanan the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shallum. The descendants of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, the captive, Shealtiel his son, Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechamiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel and Shimei. And the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam and Hananiah, and Shalomith was their sister. And Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab Hesed, five. The sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah and Jeshiah, his son Rephaiah, his son Arnan, his son Obadiah, his son Shechaniah, the son of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six. The sons of Neriah, Elionai, Hezekiah, and Azrikam, three. The sons of Elionai, Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peleiah, Akib, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven.